Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. I bring you greetings from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I bring you greetings from my Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn, our co-pastor, Pastor Mary Williams, and Pastor Civil Johnson, my husband, Elder Matt, all of Sunshine of Faith, bring you greetings this day. This day is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you have your head above ground today, you ought to be glad to see another day, because it could have been the other way. You could have been dead and gone in your grave, not able to see your friends, your family, your loved ones. So we just thank God for his grace and his mercy today, allowing us to be here. We just like to first start off with prayer before we go any further. Amen. And then we'll come around and give you our announcements. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. We give your name our honor, glory, and praise for being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for being so loving and kind to us. We thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up and starting us on our way, giving us food, clothing, and shelter, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that as your word go forth, that I, Minister Yvette Smith, will decrease and that you will increase, that your word will go forth and do what it may, what it's supposed to do, Lord God, what you will want it to do. We ask you, Lord God, to open up our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our minds to understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for having this opportunity to come here on Blog Talk Radio to bring forth the word of God. Amen. We would like to invite you to tune in 6 days a week right here on Blog Talk Radio to hear one of the ministers from Sunshine of Faith bring forth the word of God as the Lord has given them. Amen. We ask you to share the number with a friend, a family, a foe, even enemies we're supposed to help. We're supposed to show them the love of Christ. And what more can you do to show love than to point them to the truth of the word of God? Amen. We want to invite you out to the Miracle Prayer Line on Monday nights at 7 p.m. with myself, Minister Yvette Smith. We also want to invite you on Tuesdays for the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line at 7 p.m. And we want to invite you on Thursday for the Sunshine of Faith Bible Study at 7 p.m. All of those services can be tapped into through our prayer line number, and that number is 267-807-9611. Again, the number is 267-807-9611, and the special PIN code is 264694. 264694. We also want to invite you out on Friday nights to the Change Prayer Line with our Apostle Dr. Mary Osborne. Come along and pray with us for each other, for the world. And you can reach that number, which is the same number as the other ones, 267-807-9611. Amen. At 7 p.m. on Fridays. So we just thank God for allowing us to be here, giving us a chance to clean up our acts, clean up our living, that we may have a light to the tree of life once again. Because in the beginning, God had set it so that we will have the light to the tree of life, life eternal, meaning that we will never die. But because Adam and Eve were tricked, well, Eve was tricked, and she, you know, put her husband on Adam to follow behind her by eating from the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God had to send them away outside of the Garden of Eden and withhold the tree of life from us as the heirs of Adam and Eve. And it started from their time all the way up to now. We have to be reconciled back to Jesus Christ, back to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And how we do that is to repent of our sins, because we were born in iniquity. So we do a lot of evil stuff. And it's all natural for us to do it because evil was found in Adam and Eve, as we are bloodline relatives of them. It's in our blood. Just put it like that. It's in our blood to do those things. So only way we're going to be able to overcome the evil of mankind is through the Holy Spirit that the Lord Jesus Christ left behind for us. It's called the Comforter. Amen. So, and when we receive the Holy Spirit, we can be sure that we will clean up our act the way we're supposed to. We won't do the things of the flesh, but we will start to learn to do the things of the Spirit. And if we go to Galatians 5 and verse, starting at verse 16, we'll read down and understand what we go through on a daily basis. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, we're not just made from the flesh, we're also spirit. We were first made in the image of God by Spirit, and then he made us flesh. And because our flesh was tempted of the devil, the flesh and the spirit war against each other, especially when you have Jesus Christ in your life. When you have the Lord, the Holy Spirit in your life, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you to do what's right. But the flesh, the lust of the flesh, those things that feel good to the spirit, the things that feel good to the flesh are going to tempt us to do what's wrong. It feels good to our flesh to do what is not of God, but it causes us to die. And that's why we have death today, because of our flesh. But we can be reconciled back to the Father God through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, who are all one, by receiving the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is going to tell us to do nothing but the things that are good. The flesh is going to tell us to do things that are bad. And it's going to hurt us. But we got to have discipline. We got to have a changed heart that makes us want to do right in me. Only way we're going to do that is through the Holy Spirit. So if we go on down, verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another. They're different. They want to do different things so that ye cannot do the things that you would do. See, it's in us to do evil. But when you have the Spirit, as verse 18 said, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law of the flesh. We're no longer under the law of the flesh, which is a natural thing for us because of Adam and Eve. Because once we receive the Holy Spirit is going to help us to override the flesh, the things that we want to do that are not of God. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now these are the things of the flesh: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, meaning imbalance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Anyone who does any of those things, have any of those things in them, and don't master those things, meaning that we don't take control of those things. And the only way we can take control of those whole things is through the Holy Spirit. We will not enter into the kingdom of God. We will not understand the spiritual things. We won't get the knowledge that we need about the kingdom that God has. Amen. Which are good things. Think about a kingdom. A kingdom is filled with, you know, all sorts of benefits. But when you are not following the rules of that kingdom, you miss out on the benefits. And as we go to verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. So these are the things, once we receive the Holy Spirit, that we should be emulating, that we should be showing forth. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There's nothing against those things. God is not against those things. He's for those things. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. So when we receive Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit, you crucify those things. You cut those things down so that the Spirit will override the flesh that wants to do those evil things that which are mentioned in verses 19 through 21. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, we have to learn how to overcome our fleshly nature through the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit helps us overcome our fleshly nature. We can't do it by ourselves, so we can't say, you know, let me wait till I get myself together to, go to church and start, you know, trying to get myself together. We can't do that, because the only way you're going to do it is through the Holy Spirit, by having the Holy Spirit in you to overcome those things. Yes, you may have a desire that you want to do it. You really have a desire that you want to do it, but guess what? Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible. It is impossible to overcome the lust of the flesh. Amen. So if you're looking to change your life, you want to change your ways, you don't like what you see in yourself, because God is calling you to a higher place, to a better place in Him. He said that He wished that you would prosper and be in good health, even as, that's alongside, your soul prospers. As your soul grows, as you learn the fruits and gain the fruits of the Spirit and the things of God, you prosper. And prosperity doesn't just come through finances. It comes through having peace, having love, you know, getting through life in a different manner. So we just thank God for the Word of God, and I hope that you receive something from the Word of God, and that if you are seeking a better life, Jesus Christ is the way. All you have to do is repent, ask the Lord to help you go get through everything that you, you know, get through the things that you're getting through. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and come into your life, and he will do just that. So we thank God for the word of God that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we hope to see you one day at one of our services. We have services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Come out and visit us in person. Not only do we have the in-person services, remember we have the weekday virtual services on our prayer line on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. The number is 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, shelter, will be added unto you, and you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Will you receive the Holy Spirit in your life? In Jesus' name. Our scripture again came from Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 16. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for coming out to listen to the broadcast, and hope to see you tomorrow, or hope you're listening in tomorrow at the same time, 5:30 p.m. right here. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. And as our apostle says, when she gets off the prayer line, I will see you when I see you. Amen.